Papa carried us to Port Gibson once in the buggy, and we were little bitty tots, and of course he was letting us walk around town there in Port Gibson and see the things in the store. And we came along by the Cleveland County Hardware Store, and they had a paper machete horse, life size, in the window with harness on, and he was hitched to a buggy. And he had his feet up like he's running, you know. Well, little sister and Alton were tagging along with me. We was holding one another's hands because we were scared to death. Little sister had bought a nickel's worth of lemons that she was taking home. And that was about the limit of our, yeah, six for a nickel, I think they were in that time. And we were ambling by looking in all the shop windows and thing. And all at once, we got right in front of Cleveland Hardware. And there was that horse coming through that glass window, hitched to that buggy. Well, I like to dislocated their arms, getting them out of the way, and we ran back over there, and the horse didn't come through. Then we eased back up and looked, and there he was, still standing there. Then we realized that the horse wasn't alive. We thought he was alive and was hitched to that buggy. So that was just an experience that little sister Alton can tell you that actually happened.